Hello everyone, I'm Ann Chepetta, a member of Friends in Art, and I'd like to share a story with you. One day, a woman goes into the butcher shop to get some fresh meat. She notices in front of her, there is a dog waiting in line, and it has like a purse wrapped around its neck. So she thinks to herself, this should be interesting. So she waits her turn, but she's fascinated by the dog. The dog is waiting just as patiently as everybody else. When it's the dog's turn, the butcher leans over the counter and says, "Hi, Pooch, what'll it be today?" The dog goes over to the glass display case, puts his paw in front of the chopped meat. The butcher says, "Chopped meat? How many pounds?" The dog barks twice. The butcher says, "2 pounds? Coming up." He wraps the meat, puts it aside. He looks over at the dog again. He says, "Anything else?" The dog goes over to the pork chops. He puts his paw on the glass case in front of the pork chops. The butcher says, "How many?" The dog barks 4 times. The butcher says, "4 pork chops coming up." He wraps the pork chops and puts them aside. He looks at the dog. "What's next?" The dog shakes, goes around to the counter where the butcher is, and sits in front of him. The butcher totals up the purchases and takes the money out of the purse around the dog's neck. Then he ties the meat in bags around the dog's neck, pats him, and says, "Have a good day, Pooch." By this time, the woman is fascinated. She has to follow this dog home, wherever that is. The dog pushes open the door in the butcher shop and starts trotting down the street, and the woman goes after the dog. She's watching the dog, and after a couple of blocks, the dog goes up to a door in a house, and he scratches at the door, and a guy opens the door, and he lets the dog in. The woman says, wait, I've got to tell you, your dog is remarkable. I mean, what he did in the butcher shop and bringing everything home and knowing what to order, I'm so impressed." The guy looks at her, he looks back at the dog, and he says, "Yeah, I don't know about that. This is the second day in the row he forgot his key."